From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
France awaits formal application from Guyana for the extradition of former soldier Gregory Smith. The Windward Islands prepares a response to the proposed sale of Guy's Banana Division. And we take a look at human rights in the Caribbean from Guyana to Cuba. I'm Debbie Ransom and this is BBC Caribbean Report. France is willing to seek ways to extradite former Guyanese Defence Force Sergeant Gregory Smith from French Guiana to testify in an inquiry into the death of Guyanese activist Dr. Walter Rodney. Caribbean Report understands that talks have already taken place between Guyana's Foreign Minister Clement Rohi and the Chargé d'Affaires at the French Embassy in Port-au-Spain, Dominique Bermy. Although no extradition order exists between Guyana and France, the French government is willing to return Gregory Smith under international laws. The French authorities are awaiting a formal request from Guyana's government, which is expected to be submitted via the embassy in Port-au-Spain. Walter Rodney was killed in a car bomb explosion in 1980. The party he founded, the WPA, has always maintained that it was a state-sanctioned assassination and that Gregory Smith was the assassin. However, Mr. Smith has repeatedly stated that it was an accident and has issued conditions which he says must be fulfilled before he'll return to his native Guyana. And still in Guyana, the hearing into the Omai cyanide spill ended today with the submission of a report favourable to the Canadian-owned company. Experts probing the environmental and economic costs of the accident say not much environmental damage was done. Orin Gordon reports.
The report on the environmental and economic costs of the spill concluded that cyanide concentrations, quote, never exceeded levels accepted by the WHO, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, or Canada. Although the volume of toxic waste discharged was large, the report said, it was quickly diluted by the Essequibo, Guyana's largest river. Further, it said, no cases of cyanide poisoning were seen or reported. Damage to aquatic life appeared to be limited to the Omai River, from which the mine takes its name, but the full extent may never be known because no one studied wildlife before the spill. Adding weight to testimony by committee members today, was that of Interior Dr. Jennifer Westford. Many blamed their skin irritations on cyanide, she said. None was proven correct. One alleged cyanide poisoning victim was found to have herpes, another AIDS. The report suggests that the major damage was psychological and linked reaction to the Omai accident to the Jonestown massacre of 1978, which killed hundreds, and the Bhopal disaster of 1984, which killed thousands. Cyanide was the culprit in both instances. The clear inference of the report is overreaction to the incident, and it blames the press for spewing its own, quote, psychological effluent. The committee report is a major boost for Omai, who argued from day one that the massive Essequibo River diluted the toxic waste concentration and no harm was done. Nonetheless, questions remain about what if the area adjacent to the mine site had been populated and the true extent of damage to marine life.
That report by Orin Gordon. St. Lucia's Prime Minister John Compton is expected to make a statement on Tuesday on the proposed sale of the banana division of British fruit retail company Geest. Geest, which ships and distributes Windward Islands bananas in Europe, is faced with dual bids from Ecuadorian company Noboa and a joint proposal from the Windwards and Dublin-based company Fife's. Mr. Compton is scheduled to address St. Lucia's House of Assembly on the issue Tuesday morning. Dominica's Prime Minister Edison James has said he's prepared to go as far as legislative action to block Guy selling out to Noboa. Meanwhile, Vincentian opposition MP Ralph Gonzales is all for Windward Islands government and banana officials holding discussions with Noboa. Although the Windward governments do not favour Noboa taking over because that company is regarded as part of the Latin American competition, Dr. Gonzales is supporting the idea of holding talks with Noboa.
Let us face it, we linking up with Fives is not going to put a pot of gold at the end of the banana rainbow with Fives. We are in a difficult situation, and any of the options is not very, very attractive.
Dr. Gonzales says that he does not see any long-term prospects in the Noboa offer.
I mean, one of the questions which clearly has to be raised is whether an alliance with Fives is anything more than a short-term defensive alliance to what is a more longer-term strategic problem. Fives is a relatively small player in the banana market internationally. And after the year 2002, the question which has to be asked, will small players survive? Noboa is a much larger player. And of course, it is much easier if you're a shark to swallow sardines.
Dr. Ralph Gonzalez. Haiti's Prime Minister Claudette Worley says her government will work hard to prepare a secure environment for the December 17th presidential elections. She intends working closely with the police to achieve this, but Madam Worley has acknowledged that limited resources could cause problems.
Unfortunately, not a lot of time we can provide them with all the facilities that and equipment that they are asking for, but